American troops fighting in Iraq have their own lawyers. The battlefield attorneys are trying to keep soldiers from violating international law. Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports from Iraq.
Sitting at Camp Cook in Taji, Iraq, Captain Jason Carter, a lawyer with the Judge Advocate General's office, gives the example of an apartment building in Fallujah, where he recently accompanied the 1st Cavalry Division. He says if insurgent gunmen are in the building, along with civilians, a commander is faced with a quandary.
You're looking at collateral damage. Innocent people may die. Then we always have to do a proportionality analysis to see, is this worth it? It's not to say that if someone innocent is to be killed, that shuts the mission down. It does not.
And how is that decision made to go forward?
The commander has to determine what's the military advantage of the objective that he seeks. Once he determines what his military advantage is, he's going to say, what's the method that I can attain my advantage and impose the least amount of harm on innocent people?
In the apartment building example, Carter says a commander could wait the insurgents out, but siege situations aren't popular as complications can occur, like the use of hostages. Other options would be to use smaller caliber weapons instead of blowing the whole building apart. Carter says lawyers and commanders have long discussed such situations before an offensive, but he says it's new that commanders are taking lawyers to the field of action.
Some commanders, they want to be able to look at you. Whenever they turn around and make eye contact with you, they're basically asking the question, are you with me? And you can give them the thumbs up, thumbs down. Some commanders want to be more focused on what's going on in the fight and less on where you're standing. They want you to be situationally aware so that if something starts going down the wrong path, you can tell them, sir, this is something you need to take a look at.
Carter says he'd have no problem telling a commander that he disagreed with a specific course of action, and indeed testifying against him if there were a complaint, although he adds that hasn't happened. Major Scott Jackson from the 2nd Battalion, 7th Cavalry Regiment, who helped lead the recent assault on Fallujah, says it was reassuring to have an attorney present.
Based on this battalion's experience in the JOF, there was such a requirement to understand the rules of engagement really clearly that we needed a lawyer. So when we got the orders to go to Fallujah, we specifically asked for an operational law attorney to help us out with that.
Jackson says it's good to have what he called a detached second set of eyes.
It's rarely is it a problem of deciding whether or not it's a justifiable or not justifiable target. But by having the attorney there, though, there's always an honors broker, and he can help guide the commander's decisions.
And it's not just the top brass that's getting legal advice in Iraq. Sergeant Troy Ed runs patrols for the Oregon National Guard in Taji. He says they recently had a class on writing reports so that suspects don't go free because of shoddy paperwork.
I feel like being a police officer back home. Same laws apply. Filling out the correct paperwork, just like back home in the States, could lead to letting people loose that shouldn't be let loose.
Is that strange to have to do that kind of thing in a war zone?
Yes, it is. I mean, a lot of people think that this is not what war is supposed to be like, but it is here. You know, it's like peacetime mission. It's not like a war mission.
It may be strange, but soldiers and commanders will tell you that to win the heart and mind of a nation, a fair and even application of the law is essential. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel in Taji, Iraq.